What's going on with gas prices around here? Let's ask the head petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHand. Patrick DeHunt. Pat, what's going on? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Good to be with you. Well, this is all thanks to what happened last week when we saw the rash of tornadoes hit Chicagoland. I think a lot of us saw the photos of those transmission towers in Joliet, those massive hunks of steel carrying electricity that caused Interstate 55 to be shut down. Unfortunately, that is on the south end of ExxonMobil's massive refinery down in Shanahan. And unfortunately, with the power loss of that refinery, we're missing out on millions of gallons of gasoline that they would produce on a daily basis. And so gas prices in Chicago, on average, have shot up 15 cents. But some stations, you may have noticed a 30 to 50 cent increase. And all of this is due to the fact that that refinery is now not producing gasoline, and that has had an immediate impact on gasoline supply throughout not only Chicago, but Illinois and really the broader Great Lakes region.
How long will this be going on, Pat?
Well, I'm not exactly 100% sure how long that refinery was without power. I do believe power was restored late Friday or Saturday morning. Now, the process, because that refinery completely went cold, it's kind of like an oven, right? That's what refineries are, basically superheated. They crack oil into gasoline. It's going to take a few days for that refinery to basically heat back up to operating temperature, if you will. So the price increases may continue another couple of days. That is, retail prices have some catching up to do. But I think that probably by next week, we'll start to see prices starting to reverse. That's as long as everything goes to plan and this refinery is getting back online. Like I said, that process of getting back online for a refinery is not a light switch. It could take 5 to 6 days or so.
How is it that sometimes you'll see a gas station with a price of like $4.50 a gallon, and then maybe, you know, a block away, it's $4.14 a gallon? Why is it so different just almost right next to each other?
Yeah, well, in this instance, it's probably that the person, the station that raised to $4.50 is probably watching their wholesale cost, or their supplier called them and said, hey, you're going to have a big increase, you know, when you buy gasoline. In a lot of instances, you know, what I've been seeing, and this is how, as an analyst, I can warn you of, hey, prices are going to go up or down, because they go up at the wholesale level much faster than the retail level. And so the difference here is that a station that would have gone up to $4.50 saw that their price has gone up and they might be buying gasoline today, whereas the station at $4.14, well, they may not be buying gasoline, they may not need it, or they may be unaware that their wholesale cost has shot up.
Interesting. I know out west it's even worse, but where's the cheapest gas in the country these days?
Yeah, well, all the way down in Mississippi, and you know, kind of a refinery situation there, is Mississippi's hooked up to some of the largest refineries down in Texas and Louisiana, so it's not a bad place to be. Plus, they have lower gasoline taxes. That's also a big sticking point. Mississippi's average price today, $2.95. Here in Illinois, we're at $3.92, but the Chicagoland average, $4.25. The most expensive state, you mentioned California, the average there, $4.62 a gallon this morning.
$2.95 a gallon in Mississippi. Road trip. All right, 10 a.m. We're headed out to Mississippi to fill up. Appreciate the info as always. Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy. Thanks, Pat. Have a good day.
My pleasure.